And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
A very sad incident happened in Paducah, Kentucky. Did I pronounce that right, Dale?
You did.
Thank you. At a Dippin' Dots ice cream factory.
Dippin' Dots is gross. Tastes like chemicals.
True. Still ice cream-ish. But it factory exploded on Friday. Four people were injured. The paper out there claims the plant had a nitrogen leak.
That's how terrible their ice cream is. People don't even really work there. You have a whole factory. Four people are injured in an explosion.
Sorry. The first responders and company employees couldn't get back into the building right away because of the smoke and the lack of oxygen. They're still investigating that at the moment. Now, if you're a man and you're with a woman, this has happened to you at some point in time. It involves Target. A guy by the name of Jeremy Tuck of Atlanta, Georgia, recently became an internet star after a picture of him holding a sign was posted online. And the sign said, "Not homeless. Wife in Target for 2+ hours, please help."
Target is great. Their trail mix selection, oh my gosh.
Never thought of that.
So good. They have a whole wall dedicated to it.
His wife responded by posting and writing, I mean...
Take two.
That's all right. Just move on.
She says, "I mean, what do you expect from someone who has had a surprise Target baby shower? Hashtag Target forever."
Ooh, she had a bunch of gift cards. She's blowing up.
That's right. Yeah. She's going through and buying everything. So you may be asking yourself, what is open on Thanksgiving this year, food-wise, like around the area? Some of the local restaurants like Cracker Barrel, Ruth Chris, Fleming's, Harper's. Ooh. And Lucky 32s will all be open on Thanksgiving.
I was just at Harper's on Saturday. I got a filet mignon with a loaded baked potatoes. So good.
I've never been let down in Harper's. It's one of my favorite spots. It's been around a long time. Still one of my favorites, as is Lucky 32.
Yes.
Big fan of Lucky 32.
If you want to see a new movie this weekend, of course, the number one movie was Frozen 2 at $127 million domestically, $350 million worldwide, which makes it the third best opening weekend for an animated film.
Wow.
The first best?
Number two was Finding Dory.
Okay.
And number one was The Incredibles 2.
Oh. Do you know how mad I was? I had scheduled a massage. And I had a work thing, and my massage place was right by there, and I had like 2 hours in between. I was like, I'll go see Incredibles 2. And my watch buzzed me, it was time to go. 20 minutes left in the movie.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I guess I'll find out later how it ends.
Oh, man. It was such a good movie, too. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. The best theory on where pink lemonade comes from is that a circus vendor in the late 1800s accidentally dropped red cinnamon candy into a batch of lemonade, which turned it pink, and it was a big hit.
But pink lemonade doesn't really taste any different, does it?
No, I don't think it does.
It tastes a little more fruity, I think.
Okay. Not so citrus.
Somebody that knows, call us and tell us, is there any difference in the taste of pink lemonade?
You don't believe me?
I do not believe you, no.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.